issue of Business Beat brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here from the Holman House Studio in the Garden Level. And we have on our line right now a very important guest for us, Mark Burton. He's the president and CEO of the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Mark, it's very good to have you on, and kind of interesting. My first question has to be, you know, you joined MEDC right at the beginning of COVID-19. What were you thinking?
Yeah. Good morning, Chris. Happy to be here. You know, I actually get that question from time to time. It was the third business day I had in the office when the governor first declared a state of emergency. And as I like to remind people, that correlation is not causation. But it was an opportunity, I think, for me more than anything, to jump right in, get to know the capabilities and the leadership ability that we had even quicker than would have obviously been the case sort of in, you know, quote unquote normal circumstances. But it was an interesting entrance, no question. Very happy to be here. And I think we've been able to do some incredibly good work over the past few months and look forward to much more ahead.
Well, you know, COVID-19 couldn't have been something you anticipated. Nobody could. Explain to us the role that MEDC is playing during this, because it did shift a little bit from its normal.
Yeah, you know, especially on the front side of the crisis in March, we sort of immediately considered kind of these longer term economic impacts that were going to happen because of the public health crisis. So we immediately kind of reviewed, you know, every dime in our budget to look at how we can move to a relief phase to help businesses and small businesses in particular kind of, you know, weather the storm, so to speak. So we really kind of attacked the economic crisis. We did 19 different response programs, again, deploying dollars that we would scrape the budget and find just to be able to keep doors open and obviously a workforce employed to the best of our ability. So through the spring, you know, we played a leadership role from the state's perspective in terms of relief efforts. And then as that sort of begins to transition into recovery, we again are working with the governor's office and with the administration to play that leadership role in terms of, you know, what longer term impacts are going to be here and how we need to be ahead of that curve to the best of our ability.
Well, and you've done a marvelous job of responding to a situation that nobody was prepared for, and there wasn't any primer for this either. How do you do it? What are some of the highlights of your plans for coming out of COVID-19? Because we assume somewhere down the line we're going to come out of this.
Yeah, you know, this is for us, the, you know, state budget was just approved and the governor's going to sign it likely this week, really setting the stage for fiscal year 21. And that's important for exactly what you mentioned, is that transition from relief to recovery will likely occur in that fiscal year. So from our aspect, you know, we continue to have a strategic plan, which was adopted last fall, that actually anticipated a recession. And, you know, to your point, this particular one was just not expected by anybody. So the depth and the breadth of it in particular, but the strategic plan was built with the goals of attacking some of the inequities in the economy and building a more resilient economy here. And those have actually been proven true by this crisis in terms of maybe, you know, they have more merit now than even they did last fall. So we will continue to support our small businesses through this kind of remaining relief period, and then into recovery. How do we create a space where they can be more resilient moving forward, you know, obviously, in the case of any sort of economic circumstance like this that should present itself again?
Mark, you kind of underwent some severe budget crunches last year, fiscal year. How are we looking at it this year? What are you anticipating this year?
You know, with all things being considered, from the state budget and in particular, we were very pleased with how our budget came out. You know, we think that the legislature and the governor prioritized what we do. And as a budget is a reflection of values, so we feel good about that. So, you know, all things being equal in these set of circumstances, we're very pleased with that budget, and we look forward to doing as much good work as we can.
You know, very quickly, you guys are one of the founders of Michigan Celebrate Small Business, and were a big part of the virtual this year. And tell me very quickly about that commitment and you know, kind of your ROI from inside.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's an extremely valuable relationship I think we have, and we look forward to building on that and growing that, frankly, in the future, particularly now. I mean, we've seen the impact on small business who have borne sort of the greatest weight of this. And I think partnerships like this really kind of underscore that importance. And then obviously moving forward, being a part of that fabric that strengthens everybody across the board.
Well, we look forward to that relationship many years in the future. Mark Burton, the President and CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, thanks for taking time with us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Talk to you soon, partner. You're listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman. We'll be back with more.